GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The FBI getting into the investigation of how classified U.S. intelligence documents got onto the Internet, outlining Israeli preparations for a possible retaliatory strike on Iran. They detail equipment and munitions that might be used.
The leak comes days after U.S. officials said they had reassurances from Israel that it would target military sites rather than oil or nuclear facilities. It is unclear whether this intelligence breach will impact those plans.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. Vice President Harris and former President Trump concentrating on battleground states 2 weeks before the election. The latest Washington Post polling shows a tight race in those battleground states with numbers within the margins of error. Gasoline prices starting to tick down again. The government's national average price for regular unleaded gasoline down almost 3 cents in the past week to $3.14 a gallon. This is ABC. A Texas legislative committee convened a hearing on the postponement of Robert Roberson's execution for the 2002 death of his two-year-old daughter, blamed on shaken baby syndrome. His cause taken up by numerous individuals, including criminal defense attorney turned best-selling novelist John Grisham.
The science was terrible. The jury selection was awful. From the opening bell, the prosecutor was allowed to point a finger at Robert and call him a baby killer or whatever. That persisted throughout the trial.
Roberson himself was not in attendance. The Texas prison system was not going to transport him just to appear before a public hearing. A funeral home in southeast Poland blaming a technical failure for a corpse that fell out of a hearse and into traffic. Another driver thought he'd hit somebody after a sheet slid down his car window when he saw the body lying on the road. The funeral home in southeast Poland taking responsibility and apologizing for the episode. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW Weekly Newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Mike Clemens.
On the next show, my Tuesday co-host Sandy Williams will be here to catch up on all politics we missed over the weekend. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and a little on the breezy side today. We could catch a sprinkle or two later this afternoon as well. Our high 72 this afternoon. Wind will be south at 15 to 25. Tonight becoming breezy, 47 tomorrow. Sunny and a lot cooler with a high of only 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it is 60.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Get out your notepaper and your pens and pencils, folks. I'm dropping all the voting tips and detailed logistics that you need to ensure that your vote counts this November 5th. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you on a Tuesday, filling in for Farm Director Pam Yonke. The fabulous Farm Babe is on farm tour this week on the East Coast. Her tour group is experiencing the fall colors, our country's history, and of course, agriculture. They started in Boston and now they're out in the countryside. You can follow along with them on our Facebook page, MidwestFarmReport.com. Meanwhile, here at home, field work continues. We'll talk more about it with market advisor John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing. He joins us later in the hour. Also this morning, changes in tax law are on the horizon for Wisconsin farmers. We've got a farm law specialist coming on later this morning with what you need to be aware of. What else is impacting today's farm economy? How about availability of equipment? Maybe after bouncing around in the field this fall, you've got a wish list for next year. Our friends at the Steffes Group tell us what you can find in the market today. But first, we're looking at another beautiful fall day today, although cooler than how we started the week. I won't spoil the weather report for you as we have our ag meteorologist, Stu Muck, joining us shortly. But up next, turf grass experts tell us that today might be a perfect day for doing lawn maintenance. Doing work in the fall could get you a better looking yard for next year. Stick around.
Wisconsin dairy farmers have a long-standing commitment to the health of their land, water, and animals. And the recent Dairy Producers Survey confirms this dedication. Chad Vincent, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, highlights how it strengthens Wisconsin's reputation as America's dairyland as Wisconsin dairy farmers continue to expand their reach globally.
Exports continue to grow. Right now, Wisconsin, almost 16% of our milk is sold to products that end up outside the country. That's up from even just a few years ago. Export markets, 95% of the world's population that lives outside the U.S., and that's really where the market has to go in order for farmers to continue to find solid prices, markets, and demand for the amazing milk products that they produce. The easiest way to find information is at wisconsindairy.org, and also just reach out to anybody in our organization. We're happy to talk to you and give you insights in terms of great practices and all the wonderful things that are happening with the dairy farmers and the processors that turn the milk into amazing cheese and ice cream and butter every day.
Contact Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for full survey results.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed and list corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
And maybe fall in Wisconsin, but people are still out there with their lawnmowers, sprayers, and hoses as if it's already time to get ready for spring. It just so happens that these last months before winter are key to a successful lawn for next year. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, catching up with UW-Madison professor and turf grass extension specialist Paul Koch. He works with commercial businesses and homeowners alike on their lawns, and he gives us some tips on what we can do now to have a strong, beautiful yard come spring.
Fall is a great time of year to work on your lawn. Different aspects are more important at different times of the fall, but fall is really a great time of year because our temperatures have come down from the hot and humid conditions during the summer. And in most years, we have some consistent rains. This year, it's been pretty dry, so we don't have that that nice, consistent soil moisture. But most falls, or most years, it's a great time of year to do a lot of different work on your lawn.
When do you decide to do that last cutting on your lawn and how short? Because you want it to come back nice and full in the spring.
Sure, yeah. I mean, as far as mowing in the fall, you mow until it's done growing, right? There's not a lot of, you know, exact science that we normally recommend with that. When you notice that it's not really growing, then you can kind of stop mowing for the year. We don't normally recommend mowing short, that last mowing. I know that's oftentimes been recommended in the past. And the point of mowing short really is to get rid of a lot of the leaf material and the fluff that might lie down and then trap moisture and cause snow mold, which is an important fungal disease that can occur on lawns. We don't, again, we don't normally see a lot of damage from snow mold on lawns. And oftentimes, if you mow really short that last mowing, you can kind of shock the plant because a lot of that green leaf material is how it's producing and storing its energy for the winter. And if you remove a lot of that, you can kind of shock the plant, make it less likely to survive the winter. And also you're going to have a more open canopy, which next spring can lead to more weeds that come in. So we normally just recommend your mowing, your normal mowing height you've been all year long, and just do it until it stopped growing. So normally, depending on where you're at in the state, that's going to be somewhere in early, mid to late November, depending on the year.
Back to the organic matter in the lawn. Should you leave your leaves on your grass? Should you be raking them up?
Yeah, we've been doing some research in my program. We actually have a USDA-funded grant that's looking at the impact of leaving the tree leaves on the lawn and actually mowing them in. And so we're 2 years into that three-year grant. And what we found is that you can really add a pretty significant amount of organic matter, which is really beneficial for most lawn soils. And there's really no, if you chop it up with a lawnmower, if you mulch it up with a lawnmower, there's really no damage come the next spring, assuming that you can see some of that of your grass coming through those leaves. So our recommendation is not to rake them up and put them on the side, but also not to just leave them on the lawn. But it's to mow through them, mulch them up with your mower, and spread them out enough that you can see the grass starting to come through. If you can do that, you're going to add some nutrients, you're going to add some organic matter to your lawn, and save some work, right? You're not going to have to mow them all to the curb and have the city take them away.
Granted, what you do that's good for the grass is also going to be good for the weeds. I have a horrible time with broadleaf weeds coming up and ruining my grass. Is there something I can be doing in the fall to make sure that I stifle them?
Fall is actually the best time of year to control perennial weeds with herbicides. So if you're looking at using herbicides to control tough to control perennial weeds like Creeping Charlie, plantain, some of those really hard ones. Fall is the best time of year after sort of our first hard frost. So the northern part of the state has had some good hard frosts. The southern part hasn't yet, but it looks like coming up soon we'll have some good frosts coming. And so after that first hard frost is really a great time of year to apply an herbicide, because what happens is the weed actually, once that first hard frost comes, the weed starts to say that it's ready for us to get ready for winter. So it's going to start to move its nutrients down underground to get ready for the upcoming winter. And if you apply an herbicide at that time, it's going to take the herbicide with it and provide a more complete control of the underground storage parts of the weeds. So it's really, fall is a great time of year to control perennial weeds. Totally worthless for annual weeds, you know, like crabgrass or anything like that. But for perennial weeds, dandelions, plantains, Creeping Charlie, clover, it's a great time of year to apply an herbicide.
It must be, because I see my neighbors out there spraying for weeds. Sometimes, though, the whole lawn ends up dead. And I just want you to underscore for us maybe the importance of reading the label.
Oh, gosh, I know. Every year I travel around and we get calls about mistakes. And there's been new products that have come on the market in the recent years, like Roundup for Lawns and normal Roundup. And so if you just see Roundup on there, it doesn't always mean that it's glyphosate, right? It doesn't always mean that it kills all the plants. So definitely look carefully. Those are never good calls to get when somebody applies something that they think is going to only kill the weeds and it kills everything. There's just not a lot you can do about that besides reseed. So that's a never a fun situation to be in, and read those product labels carefully.
You know, at the same time, does it make sense to be putting down maybe some other inputs like fertilizer or seed this late in the season?
Yeah, we're getting a little bit late for fertilizer. So my colleague Doug Soldat, he's our fertility specialist in turf grass at the University of Wisconsin, and he's found that really in September and very early October is when the plant is going to use most of that fall fertility that you put down. Now and later into the fall, the plant is really starting to sort of shut down its growth. It's not going to use a lot of that fertility. So really, I think a lot of the fertility hopefully is already down. Putting fertilizer down from here on out through the fall, there's not a lot of that product that's going to be used by the plant. And then as far as seed, we're getting a little bit late in the fall to put down seed, because the goal of a fall seeding would be to have the plant germinate and mature enough before winter so it can survive the winter. And now in mid-October, we're getting a little bit late. So if you still want to do some seeding, what I would actually recommend is doing a dormant seeding. So hold off until late November, early December, and then put down your seed, and it won't germinate this fall yet. It'll germinate next spring. So it'll be there. It'll be ready to germinate once things warm up in the spring. So we're kind of in a tricky spot right now where it can't mature enough before winter. So probably the best bet is to hold off and do a dormant seeding in late November or December.
You know, it's also pretty dry out there. So is irrigation going to be necessary for grass to bulk up before winter?
I don't think it's needed unless you have some seed that you really want to get up and growing. But the temperatures have cooled down for the most part, and so the turf doesn't need quite as much moisture. Turf grass uses about 90% of the water it takes up to cool itself. So with the cooler temperatures, the plants, the most lawns are doing fine. They're not really that drought stressed unless there's quite a bit of traffic on those areas. So for the most part, you should not need to irrigate at this point.
So, Paul, for our older generations or even for people who are just plain busy, are there strategies to support a lawn that requires less maintenance?
There's a grass species for everybody, right? There's no perfect grass species for all situations, but there's a grass species for all situations. And so there are certain grass species that we consider them lower maintenance grass species. So they either don't grow as fast or they don't need quite as much fertility. Now, there's drawbacks to each of those grass species. Sometimes they're not going to be right for all situations or for all environments. But so two grass species for lower maintenance environments that we oftentimes recommend, one is fine fescue. It doesn't grow very fast, so it doesn't need a lot of mowing, and it doesn't need a lot of fertility. But the drawbacks with fine fescues are that they don't grow very fast, so they're not going to recover from damage, and they're not very traffic tolerant. So if you have big dogs or kids running around on those areas, they're not going to be great for those situations. Another one that we oftentimes recommend is tall fescue. Now, this one is quite shade tolerant. It's also quite drought tolerant, and it's quite traffic tolerant, but it does grow relatively quickly, right? So so you will need to mow that one as often as you would, you know, your traditional Kentucky bluegrass ryegrass mix. So, but normally fine fescue or tall fescue are what we often recommend for a lower maintenance situation.
But as you said, there's a grass seed for everyone. So if people are curious about a variety that fits their needs that they might want to use in their lawns, where is the best place to get that information?
Sure. Yeah. No, we have resources. If you go to the UW Extension Learning Store, there's a whole lawn and garden section, and there's a turf grass section within that. We talk about species, management practices, a ton of good information on the UW Extension Learning Store.
Paul Koch joining us in studio from the OJ Knorr Turf Grass Research Station on the west side of Madison. Paul is a UW Madison professor and extension specialist. And as he said, don't wait for spring to get your lawn beautified. There are steps you can take now to improve your property or just make it easier for next year. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie. I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes. So I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, we welcome Brad Zima from the Rooted Wisconsin podcast.
And we'll feature UW Green Bay men's basketball coach Doug Gottlieb. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
And now that we might be moving back into normal fall temperatures.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way here, Stephanie, as we head toward the mid and later part of the week. In fact, a couple of small rain chances, something to look forward to. A little moisture would make a big difference here as far as things really dried out. And a little rain, even if it doesn't add up to a great bit, may help out somewhat. Now, we have to talk about mild air. Yesterday, again, way up into the 80s. There was an 82 at La Crosse, 79 at Madison. In fact, there were around 80 up at Eau Claire, so still very mild air around. Now there's a cool front starting to form and drop into North Dakota, another low down in Nebraska, and in between the two, there's some rain, very scattered light rain, far north central northwest Minnesota, along the northern edge of North Dakota, and a little rain in south central Iowa, Des Moines, and further south down to Ottumwa. They have some rain down to northeast parts of Missouri. Now, that low is going to push a bit further north, that cool front to swing in from the northwest, and it will cross Wisconsin with a small chance of rain, even early afternoon in far western Wisconsin, more likely late afternoon and evening across the state. Most of the precipitation in the north, but at least a little chance does exist. Temperatures stay a little cooler because of some rain chance and the clouds today, even cooler for Wednesday. But we warm it up again, and there could be a little more rain chance by late Thursday. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed and list corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
All right, Stu, you said we've got some slight chances of rain on the way. Is any of that going to be measurable, and who needs to be alert?
Well, especially in the north here later today and this evening, where it could actually build up to be a tenth of an inch or so, maybe a greater possibility as we move on toward Thursday night, where some amounts could push up to near a quarter inch. That one we can cross our fingers for. Otherwise, today, more of a partly sunny sky and that slight rain chance. First late morning in the west and then late afternoon in the southeast especially. Temps today will hit the upper 60s in the far north, even around 70 or so elsewhere, with a south wind about 5 to 15, becoming a bit more westerly already in western Wisconsin this afternoon. Partly cloudy overnight, still a little rain far in the north. Temps falling down into the 40s, maybe an upper 30 way up north. And the winds are going to become northwest, 5 to 15, even gusting closer to 30 overnight. Sunny tomorrow, breezy, upper 50s and very low 60s. Northwest winds could gust near 20 and 30. And then Thursday, although a sunny start, showers again toward late in the day and overnight, probably holding up into the lower mid-60s on Thursday with the south winds. That rain chance Thursday, Stephanie, could be the one that actually shows up in the rain gauge.
Thanks, Stu. And yeah, we'll talk more about how those raindrops are developing same time here tomorrow. Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, along with us this morning. You're going to want to stick around. We're talking about harvest updates, market updates, and we've got our own market advisor, John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing, joining us later in the hour. Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
The man, A.J. Dillon.
I love what you're doing with this Dillon Family Foundation.
It started around things that are important to us. So food and families. Us having a one-year-old son. And it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. We're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The FBI getting into the investigation of how classified U.S. intelligence documents got onto the Internet, outlining Israeli preparations for a possible retaliatory strike on Iran. They detail equipment and munitions that might be used.
The leak comes days after U.S. officials said they had reassurances from Israel that it would target military sites rather than oil or nuclear facilities. It is unclear whether this intelligence breach will impact those plans.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. Vice President Harris and former President Trump concentrating on battleground states 2 weeks before the election. The latest Washington Post polling shows a tight race in those battleground states with numbers within the margins of error. Gasoline prices starting to tick down again. The government's national average price for regular unleaded gasoline down almost 3 cents in the past week to $3.14 a gallon. This is ABC.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is taking her message to Republicans and independent voters in Wisconsin. The vice president held an event in Brookfield Monday night. She appeared with Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and conservative commentator Charlie Sykes. Both have endorsed the Democrat. They say Donald Trump is too dangerous. A public school administrator in Northwest Wisconsin is in big trouble with the law. Here's James Kelly.
Former Glenwood City School District Superintendent Tim Johnson is facing 17 felony charges, including theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct of office. He's accused of taking over $90,000 through his position as superintendent and not completing university classes for which he was given over $200,000. Johnson stepped down from his Chippewa Falls HR position earlier this year. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
NBA basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA regular season begins tonight in Boston with the Celtics against the New York Knicks. The Bucks are headed to Philadelphia to face the 76ers in their season opener tomorrow. Word is Chris Middleton will not play, still recovering from surgery on both of his ankles. Baseball, game one of the World Series, not until Friday night when the Dodgers host the Yankees. The last time the two teams competed in the Fall Classic was 1981. The Brewers making changes to their coaching staff. Al LaBeouf and Eric Tyson have been promoted to hitting coaches. Ozzie Timmons is out after three seasons with the team. College football, the Badgers with a night game this week. They host number 3 ranked Penn State Saturday night. The Packers are in Jacksonville Sunday against the Jaguars. Kenny Clark on how they move defensive end Rashawn Gary against the Texans, sometimes over the center.
Yeah, it opened up a lot. Just allow him to get on the move, you know, get into A's and B gaps, you know, so he can use his ability. It was used for us, and he had a lot of pressures off of it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she is a candidate for State Senate District 18. Kristen Alfheim will be here. We'll wrap everything up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy and a little on the breezy side today. We could catch a sprinkle or two later this afternoon as well. Our high 72 this afternoon. Wind will be south at 15 to 25. Tonight becoming breezy, 47 tomorrow. Sunny and a lot cooler with a high of only 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Money and Politics watchdog Open Secrets reports that online advertising and a website popped up in early October pretending to be a pro-Harris political action committee. It's actually backed by a pro-Trump dark money group, which has raised and spent over $100 million in the last 4 years, funded in part by Elon Musk. Using the name Progress 2028, dark money group Building America's Future began pumping money into social media and digital ads in early October. The ads and website list distorted policy positions for Harris, such as expanding Medicaid to undocumented immigrants and a national mandatory buyback program means fewer guns and fewer tragedies. Open Secrets reports that Building America's Future was linked to another euphemistically named group, Citizens for Sanity, attempting to peel off black men and Muslims from the Democratic Party through issue ads and by supporting third-party candidates. Musk earlier gave $50 million to support that effort, according to the Wall Street Journal. Under current campaign finance rules, weakened by the U.S. Supreme Court, Building America's Future doesn't have to report most of these recent expenditures until after the election and won't be required to disclose its donors. We've linked to the Open Secrets story and all of its supporting research and the groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mattenair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Mattenair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tune in for a Civic Media special broadcast, Making Your Vote Count 2024.
Our founders placed us, American citizens, at the heart of our democracy.
Tune in for this Civic Media special Tuesday, October 22nd at 6 p.m.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're going to do it on Saturday.
Welcome back on a Tuesday morning. You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff joining you, filling in for Farm Director Pam Yonke. Not a bad weather report, as we expect fairly warm and dry weather today. If the clouds clear up at all, you might find that it's also going to be a good week for looking up at the night sky. Today, in the Old Farmer's Almanac, they say the moon is hovering right above Mars, and it'll be just to the left of Mars come midnight tonight. For the rest of the week, the 24th through the 28th, you can look for the planet Venus as it starts to brighten. It'll be right above the constellation Scorpius. Scorpius has an iconic bright orange star that's known as its heart for you to watch for. That's the action happening in the night sky this week, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac. And if you're not stargazing, well, then maybe you're surfing the web for an upcoming equipment auction. The Steffes Group tells us what's in store.
It's a Tuesday, so let's catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFESgroup.com. You want to call them? Maybe you're thinking about an auction or have questions about how the auction system works with the Steffes Group. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hoon from the Steffes Group back along with us. You know, I think about you every time I pass a flatbed that's got a tractor or a piece of hay equipment or something, Ashley. Seems like everything is, now that it's kind of coming out of the fields and is done with its work there, it's up on a truck going to either get maintenance, I suppose, or on its way to a new home.
Yeah, you know, one thing, when we have auctions for people, they can't believe how far away everything goes. less than, you know, our stat is less than 20% is going to stay within 30 miles of your farm once we have an auction. So,
wow.
It's really hard to believe. But, yes, it's easy to move equipment. There's a lot of haulers out there, and there's always a place that has a better market than your neighbor. So your neighbor buying all your stuff, it's not going
to
happen.
Well, and to your point, let's face it, the agriculture in Wisconsin's different than the agriculture in Iowa. And like you said, depending on commodity prices or whatever's been going on, might find a more lucrative market elsewhere. So let's talk a little bit about some of the stats that you've had pulled together recently, Ashley, on how things are moving or what's still out there. I mean, it sounds like it's just going to be a rip-roaring calendar to the end of the year.
It is, and you know, we usually see increased activity in November, December, because that's when you typically see the best prices. Farmers have leverage. The grain is in the bin. You know, they can kind of do that end-of-the-year tax planning using 179, and all that stuff comes into play. As of right now, our catalog is going to be coming out the end of October. There's going to be 122 auctions just in that catalog, and we're seeing to book more every day. Whether it's land or equipment, a lot of the dealers are signing back up to do year-end auctions as well.
Right. Yeah, so that is going to be critical to keep an eye on as far as what you're looking for. And that website lets you search, like we've said, there's some models that of tractors, for example, that farmers are fond of. Your website allows them to search specifically for that, and that price app also kind of keeps them in the loop.
Yeah, it really does. And now with the advanced search right on our website, you can go to sold lots or active lots, look at what's sold or what's coming up. So so it makes it pretty easy.
Yeah, like you said, that's what it's all about, trying to make it easy, connecting you with buyers you might not ever imagine were interested and definitely wouldn't meet on your own. That's what the Steffes Group is all about, matching buyers with sellers and great equipment, land, etc., all the way through. Take a look at how deep their catalog is. Go to steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com. Thinking about parting with a few pieces? Remember, they've got that Wisconsin-specific end-of-the-year inventory reduction sale that they're going to be putting together. Get involved. Call them, 800-726-8609. That's Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group.
You're not going to want to touch that dial. We have got market advisor John Heinberg joining us at the bottom of the hour. But first, stick around for your market update and changes coming to farm taxes.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump. Patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Before we take a look at our morning commodity prices, the Division of Extension is reminding farmers of some upcoming changes in tax law to be aware of. Extension is hosting a workshop in early December to help producers and their families navigate these new requirements. Farm Law Outreach Specialist Kelly Wilfert has the details.
So what we're going to do with the Wisconsin Ag Law Update is it's going to be a one-hour roundup of major changes that impact Wisconsin farmers. Each one of these updates is going to be tailored to what's happening in the moment. A few things we might cover, some changes that have been coming down the pipeline. We've got the beneficial ownership reporting requirement, which is going to be due at the end of December for most Wisconsin farm entities. So we'll talk about what that means. We might touch on some tax proposals and changes, like the change in the estate and gift tax exemption that's scheduled for 2026. I've been following the Clean Water Act lawsuit in northern Wisconsin, and of course, more recently, the poultry processor dismissal of bankruptcy that's impacting our Wisconsin poultry growers.
The Wisconsin Ag Law Update is scheduled for December 4th. Kelly Wilfert with the conversation details. She's a farm law outreach specialist with the Division of Extension, and she says you can find more information about the upcoming program at the Division of Extension website. Kelly also tells us that one of the biggest challenges for farmers is identifying who are agricultural attorneys and who's the right attorney to fit their particular issue, especially with changes coming online in 2026. One thing Extension can do is help you come up with some questions as your interviewing attorneys to figure out if they're a good fit. You can reach out to them at the Division of Extension website. And now let's take a look at what commodity prices are doing on a Tuesday morning. From Chicago, December corn is trading down a quarter of a cent at 409 and a quarter. November soybeans are down a penny and a half at 979 and a half. Cash wheat is down 4 cents at 568 and a quarter. And July 2025 new crop wheat is 2 cents lower at 607 and a half. The red numbers continue into the dairy markets as well. The November Class 3 milk contract is down 14 cents at 20.75 a hundredweight, and the December Class 3 milk contract is 32 cents lower at 20.76 a hundredweight. We'll talk more about what's driving commodity prices this week as we welcome in market advisor John Heinberg to the show. He's coming up next, and you're not going to want to miss it.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Last year, the Combating Auto Retail Scams Bill, or the CARS Bill, C-A-R-S, was passed by the government. And it's supposed to limit the trickery that car dealerships can use when they sell cars. Because the government found evidence that dealers were exploiting women and servicemen and women and people of color when it came to pricing and financing. But this bill has been held back from going into practice because the auto dealers are lobbying against it. And look, as somebody whose teenage daughter is saving up for a car, this tells me I've got to be extra prepared when we go car shopping to ask questions like these. So are there optional add-ons included in this purchase price that I can choose to remove? Can you walk me through each line item on this bill and make sure that I want it and that I consent to pay for it? For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, entertainment reporter Chris Foran. And it's Bob Odenkirk's birthday, so we'll discuss some of his best films and TV shows.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Or find someone who can. So you can talk to us through our talk text line. That number is 877-301-FARM. Again, 877-301-3276. And speaking of perfect people to answer any questions, market advisor John Heinberg joins us from Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Happy to have him every Tuesday here on the Midwest Farm Report. And John, before we get going to our list of things, that we're talking about today, remind us how we do get access to your services and have more in-depth discussion about what we will be talking about today. Where do we find you?
Sure. Feel free to give me a call, 800-334-9779. Shoot me an email at that email address, johnh@totalfarmmarketing.com. And again, our website is totalfarmmarketing.com. So, you know, I know it's busy times, but a lot of things going on. So feel free to reach out, give me a call. Just love to talk to somebody if you got any questions about the markets or what we do or the products that we offer.
Yeah, totalfarmmarketing.com. And John, speaking of things that we might have questions about today, the latest crop progress report from USDA, it made my eyes widen a little bit when I read that Wisconsin's soybean harvest is a whole month ahead of the normal time frame, and corn for grain harvest is about 2 weeks ahead of normal. So, I mean, is this unique to Wisconsin? Have we seen this across any other major grain producing states or, I don't know, in any recent years even?
Yeah, the harvest pace has been extremely quick this fall for both corn and soybeans, and we're seeing it on the national scale. And, you know, we got those harvest numbers yesterday, and Corn harvest at 65% done. That's 10% above last year, 13% above the five-year average. Soybeans at 81% done. Now, the five-year average for soybeans is 67%. So we've really been pushing along here as the producers have had just great weather. You know, typically you get a fast harvest means a light crop, but this year, in fact, it hasn't rained in a month and a half, and the guys can just kind of keep going. And then for most people, it's actually been a very nice process. You know, we're not up, you know, running 24 hours a day trying to get things done in a big hurry. The weather's been so good that at least some of the guys I talk to, they get up, they get going, they have a good day, they get in, you know, get some rest, get right back at it the next day, and, you know, and things are moving along very, very nicely. So we'll have to see how things kind of continue out here, but, you know, this last, you know, 10, 15% of the soybean harvest, that last 20% or so of corn harvest sometimes can drag out a little bit. As we get into the later end of the harvest window, some of it, I think this year could be guys just are full and they're not moving grain and the weather's good. So they're just going to let things sit. And things are coming out of the fields extremely dry. So that's just making those possibilities a little more eligible. But with that, you know, we've seen some just different things happening in the marketplace that are atypical for this type of a harvest. Now, soybeans, we still got a little question about the size of the crop. USDA might have to come down a little bit more in that yield just from what I've been hearing, you know, because of that dry weather. Corn, I kind of got this gut feeling the USDA may have to take it up a notch just from what I'm hearing on the national scale. But we've been just seeing this market really price in some strength in the front months, which is not typical for a heavy supply year. And you go look at where we're at with those carryout numbers and things of that nature. The supply is here this year overall. And but we're really seeing some good strength in the front month in terms of December corn as well as November soybeans. And that's probably tied to what's happening here with the harvest.
Yeah, unusual price action for some unusual timing. John, when it does come on, when the harvest, you know, is this early, was the supply chain ready for it? Are we seeing still a decent supply chain movement on, you know, on the trucking side of things, barge side of things, rail side of things, and even storing all this grain?
You know, it's one of the things that's like, you know, from talking to a few elevators, just reading things in terms of the marketplace, you know, we've really seen the Gulf is looking for soybeans, looking for corn right now to get on the export train wagons here and get it overseas. And with the speed of harvest, guys are sitting back, they're rolling, they're pushing things through. They're not putting it on the market here unless it's overrun bushels in that regard. So that's been a factor I think that's helped the front end of this marketplace in terms of its price here. Is just the pure fact that producers aren't selling it right now. Number two, you know, talking to some of the elevators, things came at them pretty fast and pretty quick. So they're dealing with supplies, trying to get that moved out. The river down at the Memphis area in terms of the Mississippi is running at a restrictive level. So that's a factor that's coming into play here. They're not sending full barges past that point. So, again, that just gets those exporters looking for grain. So, again, we're seeing basis levels for soybeans we haven't seen since August of 23 in terms of price. And that's trickling up into the cash market here as we're seeing some basis improvement in some areas. You know, and the last factor, too, I mean, the crop in terms of producers for corn, in terms of profitability and soybeans for profitability, it's just not there because of the expense of that crop. So we got guys being very tight-fisted to get it in the bins. They lock the doors and, you know, going to wait for this market to pay them to get it out. And so I think all those things are coming together right now, and it's providing what we call strength in the front end or bull spreading in a market, which is atypical for a market that's got a heavy supply. Usually the supply backs up, the pipeline's full, and we see those front end prices drop in typical windows like this. So it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out over the next month or so as harvest does wind down or we get the supply chain totally moving the way it needs to. But at least right now it's providing a little bit of strength in the marketplace as December corn likes that $4 level as a base of support. You know, in soybeans here, we kind of found some footing again around this 980 area.
And are you recommending hold on to that grain?
It depends on each individual situation. Again, with the heavy supply, you know, if you get a bid on beans and when the market gave you an opportunity to sell $10 beans, that was a pretty good window. You know, we did encourage a lot of movement there. You know, there's a lot of other factors that come into play this year in storing grain, cost of storage, the interest charge on your operating loans, things like that. You got to weigh out. You know, obviously the biggest thing I'm encouraging guys, if you are going to take that challenge and you're going to store that grain, hoping we get some kick in the market, make sure you put some some type of floor underneath. Again, options for corn right now are very, very cheap, and you can at least put a floor in here and lock in 430, 440 out into March, May, and July, and just protect yourself in that regard and let the corn be the upside movement in the marketplace.
John, we've got about 30 seconds here, and you know, we told people how to find you, totalfarmmarketing.com, but what questions are going through a producer's mind right now should be triggering them to say, I need to call John? You know, why should people be reaching out to you?
You know, again, just reiterating what I just said, that's the biggest question. What am I doing with my bushels right now? There's many different strategies besides what I just touched on there. Feel free to reach out. I'd love to go through some of those ideas with you and help you build a plan for your marketing plan, especially as we move into 2025.
John Heinberg along with us. He's a market advisor from Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. You can reach out to him, totalfarmmarketing.com, or give them a call at 800-334-9779. You're going to want to stick around same time tomorrow. We're talking about the cranberry harvest, and we're also getting an update on what yields are looking like as we wrap up the harvest. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you. Thanks for tagging along with us on a Tuesday.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Why is the Federal Reserve relevant to agriculture? Find out today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm betting that the average farmer doesn't give a lot of thought to how the Federal Reserve Bank system might impact his or her life. But there is a connection. According to Nate Kaufman, the Omaha branch executive for the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City.
Most of what people know about the Federal Reserve is monetary policy. That means the determination of benchmark interest rates.
And says Kaufman, farmers do care about interest rates, more or less.
Interest rates don't typically factor in. They have not factored in all that much to, you know, what drives producers' decisions. But when rates increased by 500 basis points over the span of 2 years, it actually became one of the larger cost categories then in terms of increases.
Kaufman says 2024 has been a turning point year for farmers, signaling a potential decline in overall farm income.
We do have, I would say, a very heavy focus on monitoring credit conditions, because I would argue that what you start to see play out in the way of credit will give you both an early sense of the potential economic conditions that you're going to see later on, but then also the degree to which you would worry about risks that you might see in agriculture.
Kaufman was a guest on the Groundwork podcast from Farm Policy Facts. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time, Tuesday Tangent, with our very own Luke Mathers, and also talk about the first day of in-person voting in Wisconsin. Be with us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
When it comes to accurate, reliable election information for Wisconsin voters, visit the official site. It's myvote.wy.gov. It's the big cheese, you could say.
It's your one-stop source for official Wisconsin election information. Find your polling place, see your sample ballot, make sure your registration is up to date, and more at myvote.wi.gov. Sponsored by Wisconsin Elections Commission, aired by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The election is...